Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Whatever. It's fine. Gossip's what I do, and it's that time. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Okay, kicking off the Daily Dust, George Clooney shared that he and Amal have never had an argument in their 11 years of marriage, joking that they're still trying to find something to fight about.
And Amal and I, you know, I remember we said we'd never had an argument. We still haven't. No, we're trying to find something to fight about. I think because I started so late with Amal. Mm-hmm. We have such a, I feel so extraordinarily lucky to have met this incredible woman.
Ugh, I'm not even gonna say anything because I love him so much. It's just too much. Rob Lowe dressed as the Easter Bunny for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's kids and made them cry. Listen, every Easter Bunny in existence makes kids cry. Ben Affleck addressed the viral clip of his son asking for $6,000 for sneakers, explaining that they have jobs and that he was trying to teach his 13-year-old a lesson.
My oldest two have jobs. In fact, one just got a job and one like the kind of classic, you know, teenager working in a shop job. I won't say what it is. But my older one who's in college is working and trying to get an internship for the summer and stuff. And yeah, my son who's 13, he's reckoning with that reality right now as he's looking at no shoes in his closet, thinking about, well, he got shoes, just no like crazy expensive fancy shoes. I'm like, well, if you want that, you can work 1,000 hours.
I mean, seriously. You know what I mean? Yeah, like the rest of us. Taylor Swift is no longer the world's youngest self-made female billionaire. She's been overtaken by the 30-year-old co-founder of an AI startup. Yeah, who cares? Zac Efron's brother. Oh, have you ever heard him talk? His name is Dylan, and he recently shared how he saved two girls from drowning. Listen closely. It's hard to tell which one is which, or I mean, that he's not Zac.
There were two closest to us that already had a guy like helping them in, and then there were like three out further. So I swam one in, swam back for another girl. We brought like the last girl I swam in, I was just trying to calm her down. And just saying, like, breathe, breathe. And she's just wrapped me in the biggest hug.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference. I mean, he sounds just like Zac Efron. His name is Dylan. You know what? He kind of looks like him, too. John Mulaney has announced the dates for a new stand-up tour. Not coming to St. Louis. Wah, wah. Beyonce's mother, Tina, shared that she battled breast cancer after missing a mammogram during the pandemic. Take a listen to her talking about it.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer in my left breast. I'm getting emotional because it was like, you know, I've always tried to take care of myself and I was in disbelief.
Yeah, she was stage one following a successful lumpectomy. She's now cancer free. I'm going to tell y'all right now, ladies, get your mammogram. Gentlemen, have the woman in your life get their mammogram. It saved me. A third Enola Holmes movie is in the works. Millie Bobby Brown, Henry Cavill, and Helena Bonham Carter. We'll all be back. Ooh. Mountainhead is a movie about four billionaires who reunite at a mountaintop retreat amid a global crisis. It stars Steve Carell. Here's the teaser.
There he is.
Look at you.
The richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
But have you seen what your net worth is doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
Your platform is racist and
Let's go to commercial.
Four presidents of tech here on Mount Tech Tour.
You guys getting this? Panic buying and violence?
This is a serious moment.
I think that is why I am so excited about these atrocities. I'm thinking about all of the people who are not killing each other.
Yeah. Steve Carell, Jason Schwartzman, Corey Michael Smith, and Remy Youssef. It premieres May 31st on Max. And I got a Kardashian alert. Okay. So you say you love the Kardashians? Well, now you get to meet their neighbors in a new Hulu show called Calabasas Behind the Gates. All right, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3? Yeah. B104.3. You're welcome.